Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
All right. Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor, and we're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, are coaching you Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with your smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. Okay, guys, so listen, this series on It's Time to Go for the Gold. It's your time. It's your time. It's your season. It's your time to go for the gold and say yes to the assignment, not just the rewards. We know, as we've been discussing, that most people are focusing on the rewards, and that's why many people don't get them. And you're like, well, how do I not focus on my titles? How do I not focus on the money if that's what network marketing has to offer? But what I'm sharing with you is that there is a preparation to everything. And those things that you seek, there needs to be an order to it. And then you'll get everything that God has for you. And so on today, we're going to be out of the book of Proverbs. We're going to be out of the book of Proverbs because you got to plan and get trained for success. Many people are walking into success in this industry, and they're simply not ready. We always talk about the difference between a producer and a leader. To make it and sustain in network marketing, leadership is the requirement. Leadership is the requirement. So it's so great for you to get prepped for success from now. I want you to rejoice at the idea that where you are in your business, if you are at the top of your business, make sure that you are definitely relaying this message to your leaders so that they can sustain. And so, you know, all I can tell you is that going for the gold means nothing if your focus is not to help and make impact on people. This will tame so many things in your life. This will help you build up your work ethic. This will help you build up character and integrity. This will help you to have endurance to keep going even when you feel you can't anymore. The assignment is the catalyst that'll catapult you in this race to go for the goal. So we got to go to the Lord here and ask him to show us, because some people are still kind of fuzzy on what is the assignment for them. Where do they fit? I'm in a company and we all have the same product and service, but where do I fit as a leader? How do I groom for leadership? What should I be doing as a leader? There's no way you're ever gonna know, walk in, fulfill your God-given assignment without God. Why? Because he's the author and the finisher of our faith. Father God, we come before you We come before you yet another day, being grateful and so joyous and glad that we have this opportunity just to commune with you. Dear Lord, as we're coming to you on this day, we ask you, O Father God, to please allow us to be clear about grace and mercy. We're so grateful that all the things that you've given us, we don't deserve it, but we thank you for your Son who went to the cross, Jesus Christ, for our sins. We thank you, O Father God, that he did that just for us, laid his whole life down, was humiliated, shamed, and crucified just for us to have an abundant life. But dear Lord, so many of your sheep are lost. And we're asking right now that as they're pursuing these great exploits in your name, that they'll be careful and diligent to put you first in all things. On this day, oh Father God, that you've made, you've given us this opportunity not only to pursue gold, but to first worship you. We must do this in spirit and in truth. As we're coming to you, oh dear Lord, we want to lay down anything that's separating us from you and what you have for us. As we're pursuing to do these exploits in your name, they'll know who sent us. We'll never be ashamed of who you are or whose we are. As we are growing, oh Father God, not just in leadership, but in Christ. We're thankful, oh Father God, that we're walking into becoming that image that you intended for us to be like you. Think like you, act like you. That this won't be a seasonal state, but who we are, our total being. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you on this day, show us the plan. Holy Spirit, even give us the prayer. And even set the pace. We love you. We honor you. We bless your holy name and seal this prayer with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Good morning, family. It's so great to be with you. I'm here in Puerto Rico, and we're going to have some fun, even if there is no sun. We want to go ahead and read our book. The word is coming out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 21, verse 5, because we know that marketing company is just simply not enough. Bringing in tons of business into your company is simply not enough to fulfill a God-given assignment. Hopefully you're interested in learning a little bit more about when I say take your spot at the top. If you're taking your spot at the top and God is not in it, you're still at the bottom. If you're taking your spot at the top and God is not in it, you're still at the bottom. And so you can't talk about top without kingdom. I need you guys to know right now that the word of the Lord says in Proverbs 21 and 5, says the plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance. But everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. Could it appear sometime that you are moving in the right direction and it's all wrong? Sometimes we're pursuing a destination and we call it maybe the top of our comp plans. We call it leadership. We call it being able to, for someone to call you by your name. But family, this requires equipping and training. You're coming here every day to be trained on how to go for the gold, the kingdom way. Kingdom way. Because it's only things of the kingdom that will last. And so when we start talking about how to really position yourself for the gold, how to be trained and equipped for leadership, there are a few things that we need to know. First and foremost, a pray, because you don't know everything. If this is a part of your life that you skip, you're missing out. You're missing out. You'd be so much further along if you were communing with God, with truth is in the mix. Because when you are in a real relationship with God, it's not only what you're saying to him, it's about being able to hear what he's saying to you concerning preparing you for the assignment that he's given you. I mean, very few people can go out and pass tests that they haven't studied for. We're not talking about studying just so that you can regurgitate it, just so you can seem or look smart. We're talking about living what you're being trained. In your prayer time, if you're just hitting it and quitting it, you're going to be missing your instructions. You know, some people go and they take a test and they bypass what the test instructions. They automatically start reading throughout the bottom because all they're looking at is how fast can I finish so I can look like the smartest or the sharpest knife in the drawer. Hey, look at missing the whole point of the assignment. Prayer is extremely important in taking your spot at the top. Don't let anything or anyone interrupt that time. We talk about hungering and thirsting after the Lord, just like their pants for water. I mean, so thirsty that no one can fill that void, no one can quench that. No one or nothing can feel that hunger pain but God. You get there, you'd be able to weather every single storm, the tsunamis, the hurricanes, the tornadoes. It doesn't matter. You'll make it through. The second thing you have to do is you have to plan for the success. After you get instruction, you got a plan. Most people are just getting up and going. You're not even preparing your spirit or your mind to even receive and hear clearly how it is you can help people who are crossing your path. All you're thinking about is how they can help you, how they can make your book or your wallet go cha-ching. So then now you get blindsided by life, easily distraught, easily distressed, easily depressed, easily to be engaged in drama. If you have a plan and you stick to the plan, all your mind is telling you every day is to pursue. Just wake up ready. No one has to motivate you. You will begin to be grateful for anything or anyone that comes into your life to assist. You won't put demands and requirements on people. You'll be pursuing your assignment. So funny, we were talking to some of my leaders on last evening. We had a great celebration dinner for some of the leaders who got promoted in our team here. It's just awesome, even in sharing the moments, even after I got a little ill, what have you. But it was just such a surreal moment for me to think about being surrounded by leaders who are really being trained and equipped to help people and not chase people. You talking about going for the goal, the rewards will never be more important than the assignment, because when you start planning for success, don't plan anything big without God first. And then think family. People say, I'm doing it for them, but don't do anything that can destroy, interrupt, abrupt what you're building for your family. If the plan is clear, it's easier to stay day to day. This must be a part of your regimen. And then, of course, your income-producing activity. Income-producing activity ain't happening without people. But if you're whole, if you're healthy, it just makes it a lot easier. You don't have to continue to put on facades for you just to get a check. You truly believe where your focus and priority is to help others. And now you can base in the glory of what God has given you. What has he given you over? Can you imagine as a leader, God giving you authority over his most precious commodity called people, his sheep, and you leave the door open for every wolf to devour? You say, what does that mean, Nicola? Yes, I'm getting a little deep on this morning because leadership is a responsibility. And if you're planning to take your spot at the top, put leadership at the top of the list. The income-producing activity should lead you to a higher commitment. You're resolving a higher responsibility. The higher you go, the more visible you are, and you have an assignment. I can remember Dr. Miles Monroe talking about that when he was very clear on their assignment, life just gets better. You won't have challenges. Does that mean you won't have? No, you know that everything about your life when you're in, when you're the will of God is leading you, taking you down the journey of your assignment. Isn't that exciting? And you say, well, it's not exciting to me. I'm in painful places. I'm traumatized right now. My life is not going the way it is. That it should be, but what's the plan? Show me the plan. And I'll show you that if that plan came from God, whatever you're going through was a part of the plan. Maybe preparing you to be stronger emotionally, maybe preparing you to be stronger, maybe have more endurance, maybe, you know, say, okay, this is the timing. It's part of the plan that in order for you to go to your next level, you need instruction, you need more time with God, but you are not paying attention because you don't have a plan. And so when we start thinking about this, it's extremely important that you understand that if you're clear about the plan and you're in prayer, God is preparing you. You're in preparation for the good, the bad, and the ugly. Going to talk about on today is that you got to pace. Or if it's time to go for, we're saying the assignment, not the rewards. You can't only be paying attention to your finish line. We have a thing that we train called pace. The reason being is because it has to be something that is duplicatable, something that someone can say step one, step two, step three. This is how it's done so that I can now reap the same rewards in my life, freedom in all areas, success, building a team. And so when we start talking about pace to win the race, I see so many people in this industry who want success, they're not coachable. They're unwilling to follow the system. And they're not consistent with working it every day, but they want people who have to sow time into them. Absolutely not. I'm going to tell you something. in this season and where I've come all these years, there are certain things I'm not going to allow anybody to waste. My time is one of them. Something, every leader is not assigned to everyone. I've talked about that before. So while you're pacing to win the race, you don't have time to sweat who don't want to go. You are here to impact and help who wants to grow. Somebody, you're not focusing on who don't want to go. Your focus is on who wants to go. So while you're pacing to win the race, you are leaving a footprint. You're leaving a very, very clear path for others to grow. The reason why we say pace is because it requires you following the system. It requires you being able to be coachable. And pacing will help you to release a lot of overwhelm while you're building your business. We got to remember that in network marketing, it's going to take time for you to take your spot at the top. Different times for different people. We're not looking for you to rig the system. We just want you to work it. I need you guys to understand that you are not in a sprint. You're in a marathon with a relay. You're in a marathon with a relay. It's extremely important that as you're pacing to win the race, you're able to follow a system. And when you take it upon yourself to tweak and feel that you're smarter, you're tweaking, you're moving things around the way, you will find that you get at the top and your recipe wasn't the same. What I need you guys to know is that this marathon requires you passing the baton to someone's if you're building a team. Build your business solid. Pace your business daily. Simply show someone else how they can be successful. I don't know what anybody's ever told you about network marketing, but if you have that in your company, and you have leaders that are training a system, you're really getting all the support you need. If someone's leaving a path for you to be successful and build a legacy for you and your family, and they are living what they teach, and be grateful. I hate you to know. I didn't have that, yet was still able to take the spot at the top. This is the reason why I'm very clear. I shared, and even in this time on the water, Dr. Monroe shared with me before his passing that I would be known for success. I will be known for making people successful. This is my assignment. That requires some time. Requires some time helping you to get back on track only so you can pass that baton to someone else. Family, on today, we won't be opening up the call. Just get ready for tomorrow. I need you to know that it's time to go for the gold, but you need to focus on the assignment, not just the reward. It will keep your mind on track. It'll keep your head in the game. It'll keep you in a positive place. No comparing, no competing. Let's go out there and make it happen. Have a blessed day.